I forgot to ask what is the language that I'm talking in. English, Yiddish, Ivrit?
English.
English. It is something that makes me very excited to find here in L.A. Yeshiva Bochrim that are sitting and learning Bekdusha, Betahara, Besimcha, Beishtoikikus. It's not simple knowing what America was 50 years ago, knowing that things were changed. This is to thank God and to thank His Shluchim, G'doyle Ador, here in America, that they brought back Yesoide Satoire. This is something that somebody from outside can see it more than you because you are in this situation. So we know that the Masifta is learning Gittin. And there is something very interesting about this first Mishneh, Befonai Nichtav, Befonai Nechtav. This is something that is written from one of the biggest rabbis that was in Poland 180 years ago, the Koznitzer Magid. Koznitzer Magid, his name was Rabbi Yisrael Hopstein. He was a pupil of Rebbe Melech Milizhensk, and he was a big rov. He had a sefer of Kiddushin. He was a big Talmid Chochem, one of the biggest admoirim from the Chassidus in Poland. He has a book, Avodas Yisrael. He's writing there something very interesting about Befonai Nichtav or Befonai Nechtav. He says that if somebody is making a mitzvah, it is written on his face. If somebody is chas v'cholil doing a sin, it is written on his face. It's Befonai Nichtav or Befonai Nechtav. This is the reason why we know, as the Pasuk says, Akoras Peneim on Sobom, as we know that where tzaddikim, they used to look on somebody on his face, and they would know what were the Maisim Toivim from this person, or Cholile Vechas, Maisim She'enom Toivim. So it is something as strange for boys that are learning Torah in Chochmas Anigle, Besimche, to hear that Befonai Nichtav, Befonai Nechtam, that is talking about being Mekayem Aget, this should have an idea about seeing on the face from a person what he have done. As somebody asked me, how can somebody say such a pshat in a Mishneh that it's so far from the Ein Mikro Yoytze Midei Pshutoi? From the other hand, it is important for me to explain why this Masechta Gittin needs to have this pshat in the Mishneh and in the first Mishneh. So we are starting, first of all, with our Emunas Chachomim. Emunas Chachomim means, if they say, it is so. And there were people that we know, and we know that they would see something on the face, and they would see some holiness on face, or the opposite, things that are the opposite of holiness. It is written on the face. It is so. This is the reason why we know that Chazal are calling somebody that has a lot of chutzpah, azus ponim. Azus ponim, he az to ponecho, it says in the Zohar, in the parsha about Paro, he az to ponecho, that his sins were written on his face. So this is something that we have to explain and to take it as a starting of a speech that can bring nafkeminis halocha lemaise for the people that are studying here. Young boys in their best years that are meimis atzmum beholo shel toire. So it starts with this part that the Mishnah is talking about a get between a man and a woman. And Chachomim were very careful about being in a situation of Eidim Metzuyim Lekaimoy, or about the doubts, knowing the din of Lishmo. So it had to be with the Kiyum. In the Kiyum was Dafke Beofen from Befonai Nichtav or Befonai Nechtam, as the Gemara is talking about somebody that cannot see, if he heard Ken Kulmese and Ken Megilte. So Tchilas HaTakone was Dafke as a Oifen of Befonai Nichtav or Befonai Nechtam. And this has to be as an Eidus, it has to be said Bifnei Eidim or the Bifnei Bezden, and then we can say this get is Matir, this Eishes Ish, Leshuk. So I will explain you what is the secret of Befonai Nichtav or Befonai Nechtam. One of the Meforsha Mishneh is asking, why should the Tana say twice the word Befonai? It can be Befonai Nichtav Ven Nechtam. Befonai Nechtav or Befonai Nechtam. It's something that seems to be one word that it's too much. Befonai Nichtav Ven Nechtam would be the same. Befonai Nichtav Befonai Nechtam means that we have two faces. Everybody of us has two faces. We have two faces because we are a lot of times with one face outside and the other face inside. We are cheating the whole world, not knowing that we are cheating ourselves. Everybody of us has two ponim. There is ponim, what those ponim are the outside ponim, what we want people should see of us. In there are those ponim that what we are, indeed, what God knows about us. And a lot of people are putting a lot of energy in having the ponim achitzoinios, more than ponim apnimios, because it is very important for us to be respected and to be as honored in between the community. So we are putting a lot of energy to be nice outside. And times that it is, instead of putting the energy of the emes ponim. It says in Masechta Soifrim, in Perek Chamishi, Masechta Soifrim you can find after Masechta Avodah Zarah, in Talmud Bavli you will find Masechta Soifrim. Of a posuk in Parshas Voeschanon, ponim befonim diber Hashem imochem, beyoim akol mitoy choesh. So Chazal say, ponim befonim, ponim is two, in befonim is two, two with two is four. There are four faces. Ponim soichakois le Talmud. When you are learning Gemore, it has to be mit ponim soichakois. Ponim shel eimo la mikro. When you're learning Chumash, you have to be mit ponim shel eimo. In other two ponims, everybody can look in Perek Dalet, Masech Tesof, Mishneches. It's a Mishneh, a Braise. Ponim soichakois la Talmud means that we are learning Gemore, it must be mit ponim shel soichakois. This is something that has to be delivered to us with ponim shel Simche, Schoik. When we are learning Torah Hashem, Torah Shebeksav, it needs to be ponim shel Eimo. We have to be frightened to hold the Chumash in hand and read what Moshe Rabbeinu wrote Mipi HaGvura. We see how ponim are changing our attitude. We have such ponim and such ponim. Chazal made it a kone that we cannot trust nobody about divorcing a wife in a husband if the husband is not here. Because of choshes that came up, ein obkim lishmo, ein shayores mitzuyes, as the Gemara says, Rabbi Mitrove. In Chazal, in der takone, they were merames, things that are more in general in our avodas Hashem. In our avodas Hashem, everything that we are learning has also something to do with our avodas Hashem. If it's Bobekame, if it's Nedorim, if it's Kilayim, everything is Shmoisov Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In everything needs to bring to Yiras Shumayim. The Ponim Soich HaKos LaTalmud are just as something that brings to Ponim Shel Eimo LaMikro. And this is some examen that everybody of you can make for himself. Have I learned the Talmud as God wants? After a year or two that you are learning Talmud, open up a Chumash and see if you have Ponim Shel Eimo LeChumash, you will know that you are in the right way. But if you are just sleeping when you are looking in the Chumash, in where you hear Kriyas HaTorah, you are sleeping deeper, and you don't feel Ponim Shel Eime, so something is wrong in the attitude. Something is wrong in the process. It's not right. We have seen people that had Ponim Shel Eime LeMikro. They stood there, as it says in the Aloche, that the Kriyas HaTorah has to remind us of Matan Torah. Bekoilo Yisu Brokim Alem Oifato. We were there. I with you. We were there in Matan Torah. Kol Nishmois Yisrael were there in Matan Torah. And the Posuk says that God gave the Torah with Koilo Yisu Brokim. The Rebbe Shter gave the Torah with Koilo Yisu Brokim. It should be frightening. We should have Pachad Umoire. As we see in this parsha, in Vo'eiro, that Paro Yorosha says, V'rav mi yois koilois Elohim uborod. Just take away the koilois. Because the Gemara says, Lo monivru re'omim kedei lefashet akmumi yeshebalev. When we hear a ram, so our heart is starting to shiver. And this is something that makes us be better. As Jewish people understand that everything that happens means something that God is talking to us. I do not know if everybody of those people that are here know to take every ram and to give a shiver and think, oh, this came, my heart should be better. Paro knew it. Paro knew it. He couldn't leave his krumkeit, his akmum yeshebalev. So he begged Moshe Rabbeinu, take away the koilois. I cannot hear it. Those are the koilois that were also in Matan Torah. Koilois ubrokim alohor. Those were the koilois ubrokim ve'onon koved alohor. Onon means when we are going in a darkness. Onon means when we have days that are not so smiling to us. Everybody has nisyoines. Everybody has lower times in his self-esteem, in his mood, in his kedusha. Everybody has nisyoines. In the onon kovid, aloho means that the Torah is giving us a guidance in every situation. So ponim shel eimo la Torah la mikro means when we are learning Torah, we have to remind ourselves from Matan Torah. Those are the rules that Chazal are giving us to know what has to be the attitude to learning. You know, I know people that are not frum at all, and they are learning Gemara in university. This is one of the very interesting limudim in the university. I don't know he, but in Eretz Yisrael. Magama leTalmud. They are not frum, without a couple, sitting and learning. Gemara is as a science. You can be a big professor to Talmud. But this is not our Torah. Torah is not math. Torah is not physics. Torah is Torah Hashem. If we are not learning Torah Hashem as Torah Hashem, we are learning the Torah as something that is smart, bright, nice. So we are not learning this Torah. The Torah that we are learning is Torah Hashem. We say, "Hu yiftach libeinu besoirosoi." Why do you have a heart to the Torah? You have to have a head to the Torah. As we know, somebody that has a good head, oh, he will be a genius. He has a good head. He's a ilui, a gemurakop. So we are praying, "Hu yiftach libeinu besoirosoi." Why libeinu? Because it's a big mistake. Torah that is not coming from the heart, and it's not ve'yosem belibeinu avosoi ve'irosoi, it's not God's Torah. This is not Torah Hashem. Hu yiftach libeinu besorosoi ve'yosem belibeinu avosoi ve'irosoi ve'lasos retzoinu le'ovdoi be'leiv of sholem. This is Torah. Our gdoile Torah, from all the places that we know, they were the biggest tzaddikim in Dor. The Torah was a key. As the Gemara says, in Masech Teyume, this is Mavteichus Achitzoinios. It's a key for the outside door. And there is an inside door. This is Yira Shomayim. As the Gemara says in Masech Teshavis, all the Masechtes, if you have learned, if you have Yira Shomayim with it, it's okay. If it's not with Yireh, better not to learn. And the Gemara is bringing an example. If somebody says, "I need, you should take this package of chitim upstairs, but you have to put something in there that the worms won't come and eat it." Kav shel choymtim. And we are asking this guy, "Have you brought upstairs kav shel choymtim?" He says, "Oh, I forgot." We say, "Mutov loy he'eleiso." It would be better if you wouldn't bring it up there, because it would be ruin. Torah without Yireh Shomayim is mutov, better not to learn. Torah is not something that we are catching just with our seichel. This is no machshire mitzvah. Torah leads us to be better in our midos, better in our emune, in bitochon, in tzitkus, in shmiras einayim. This is Torah. So nobody can take away and say, "I want just to take this part of Torah. I have a good head, I understand the shiur, and then I want to do what everything that my yetzer hara pushes me." In Poland, there were very sharp chassidim, Kotzk. They would say, "Ovar veshono hutroloi." The Gemara in Yuma says, somebody made a sin, and he made it again, hutroloi. So from today, it's mutter. The Gemara says, "Hutroloi salkedaitoch, elenaseloi keheter." So Kotzk chassidim would say of this Gemara, "Ovar, he made a sin. Veshono, he went to learn. In sehutroloi, he thinks, I'm learning so well, so never mind about my averes. Ovar veshono, hutrolo salkodaitech." Those are things that are the yesoides of Torah. Torah is kedusha. Torah is as mechayev to be holier. If we learn good, we have to come to the bottom line. After a day of learning, I am better in my midos tovos, I am better with my emes, I am better with my kedusha. If not, mutov lo ye'eleiso. This is the reason why we had in our history the biggest talmidei chachomim, and they were tzaddikim gemurim. And if it was some Talmid Chochem that he wasn't a Tzadik Gomor, he didn't exist. Am Yisrael has a good nose to feel. If somebody is not in this system of Yireh Shomayim Tehoiro Imed Es Load, so he can take his learning and go to the university. And Am Yisrael had this nisoyon a lot of years. Bimei Atanoim was a big Tane as Rabbi Shmuel b'Rabbi Elisha. And he was Elisha ben Avuya. And he was a Tane in Pirkei Avos. V'Hechmitz. He started to sing Goyish songs. How are you starting to sing Goyish songs? You're not saying the Goyish words. If you say Goyish words, it's not a Goyish song, it's Goyish words. Zemer Yevon Iloi Posak. He took something from the Goyim as a Nigun, and he put in this Nigun holy words. It wasn't words from Yevon. It was Zemer from Yevon. We know today, in a lot of weddings, we hear some Zmirois that they sound so ugly. They are not Jewish. In the words that are put in them are very holy words. But it cannot be Machshir es Asheret. If it's Zemer Yevoni, it's Zemer Yevoni. It's Goyish. Today is a big mix-up. And we have to use this opportunity to talk with you boys in the big USA, in LA, and to think about your future. How serious is this subject being a yeshiva boy? How serious is your duty to be in 20 years the mechanchim of the generation that will come? You will be the Magidi Shiurim, the Mashgichim, the fathers of children that will want to learn with you in Ovay Subonim. You will be the educator from the door that is coming. So, when will be the years that will make you in ability to be a mechanech of Jewish people, those years that you are here in this yeshiva? I'm here as a stranger. I'm just an oirach, not a lolun. I'm asking this fellow that took me here. I'm thanking him. I'm asking him, describe me this yeshiva that I'm going to. What yeshiva is? This is Ha Yeshiva Behei Hayediye of L.A. This is what he says. This is the yeshiva. If you say yeshiva kedosh in L.A., you mean this yeshiva. This is something that is mechayev everybody that is learning here. You boys, time is going over. A year, another year, you are going over to Yeshiva Gdoile. Yeshiva Gdoile goes to Koilel. Koilel goes to Parnose. And here we are, 15 years from today, 20 years from today, you are fathers to boys. It depends on you. How much Torah v'yira shomayim you will collect in those years. A lot of boys are making a big mistake. They think that they have to do their duty and to learn and to know in the exams and it's okay. One God in Himmel knows. If this Torah didn't make your face to be ponim shel yira shomayim, is the Torah not Torah? It's not Torah. So we are going back to this Befonai Nichtav Ubefonai Nechtam. If we have some case that we need to be with responsible about a get is a very serious thing. My grandfather, the Tolner Rebbe, my mother's father, came to USA as a boy to 6 years. It was before the First World War. 1914, he came with his father. His father was a very, very famous rebbe in a very, very rich man. And they lived in the east side in New York. My grandfather as a boy came to Eretz Yisrael, Tof Reish Pei, to learn Gemore here in Eretz Yisrael. And my grandfather would describe to me how Yiddishkeit was in America. So he told me. In USA, in my years, there were a lot of rabbonim that were big lomdim, but they didn't have Yerushalayim. So it started with kashrus. Kashrus, you have to be reshomayim. If nobody sees, and you say it's kosher, everybody would say it's kosher. So it was some rov that was machshir nevelois utreifos. Because if you don't have Yerushalayim, you're getting to be a businessman. And in business, if you say kosher, you have a little bit more dollars than if you say treife. And my grandfather, with his father, with a few people that were very, very from, they went in the Bote HaMidbochaim to see, and they saw it was as a holocaust. Holocaust. It was the same about sitting by a get. My grandfather got to be a rabbi in Montreal. He was the rabbi as 20 years. And he had smiche from Rabbi Yosef Chaim Sonnenfeld. And they asked him, he should be a partner to sit by a get. He was there once and twice, and he said, no more. He found the people that made a get that they weren't serious enough to understand the big responsibility of to be Mati Reishes Ish Le'alme. And he asked the Rabbonim, what are you doing? It's not right. And they said, don't be such a frumak. You come from Eretz Yisrael and you have your Meshigasen. This is in America, the style. So those are things that we know, that Melamed She'amoko in Goyrem, it comes to a get. We have to think about our face. It comes to a get. We have to be under a shiver, a fear. Maybe we are not doing the right thing. Yerushalayim. Think. God is looking on you. You have to be afraid to do things that are not right. So even if it's just takonas chachomim, chachomim were so strong, as Chazal say, the takonas chachomim times is worse than divrei Torah. So Chazal say, I have chashash, something is here not 100%. Say befonai nichtav befonai nechtam. So it has the poshut pshat. But the Koznitzer Maggid says, if the shliach is not a Yerei Shomayim, if his face do not tell us the story of mitzvus and ma'asim tovim, you cannot lay on them about a get. So it's not just that he found a Mishneh and he put his pshat in it. In this Mishneh, we have a key to the attitude of Ovois Achsidis in Inyonei Akdushe. So this is something that we have to understand. They tell a story about a Rebbe that would have times such an ability to say for a chosid, I see of your face that you have made something wrong. So chassidim were afraid to go into this Rebbe. He should tell them their sins. So one chosid came in and he made like this with his kapelich, thinking that with the kapelich he will hide his sins. So the Rebbe said, if you believe in me that I can see through your forehead, you have to believe that I can see through your kapelich also. It is so. It is so. Hakoras penem on sobom. People think that they are doing things b'mistorim. And the posuk is screaming, Ayisoser ish b'mistorim ve'onoichi lo yer'enu. Onoichi means aseres hadibros, toire. The Torah that you are learning is going through your forehead. And ve'onoichi lo yer'enu, you can see it. You can see face of a boy that is full of Yerushalayim. He is full of fear. B'shoch boy al mishkovoy yeida lifnei mihu shoychev. This is something that we understand. The Ger Rebbe, the Pnei Menachem, Zecher Tzadik Livroche, used to say, Chayov inish lebisumei befuraye, means bisumei, to get drunk, befuraye, bepurim. He said, I hear something else. Puraye in Aramis is also a translation of bed. A bed in Aramit, in Bavlis, is called puraye. Chayov inish lebisume, you have to make your bed should smell good as besomim. Chayov inish lebisume befuraye, make your bed smell good. We know about tzaddikim. They could go to a bed and say, this is a bed that it has a good smell. Somebody is holy, is laying here and sleeping, and God loves him. And the opposite also. We know about the story, that this story says, if you are not as you have to be, Koyrois Beisoy Shel Odo Meidim Boy, you bet will say your secrets. I had a schus to talk twice with Agoyin Agodol Reb Shneur Kotler. It was because his son, the Rosh Yeshiva of Yeshivas Lakewood today, Rav Agoyin Reb Aryeh Malkiel Kotler, was my neighbor above my dire in Jerusalem, when he lived in Jerusalem. So I was in the second floor and he was in the third floor. And we were very, very friendly. And his father, Reb Shneur, came in Eretz Yisrael to be by his son a few times. So it happened to be that I talked with him because of reason. He didn't have the key, so he was by me once outside. We had a very, very long conversation. We talked about very interesting things. So he told me a story about a bocher in Lakewood that his father, Reb Aaron, Zecher Tzadik V'Kodesh Livroche, put an eye on him, and he said, this boy has to be out of the yeshiva. Nobody understood why. He was a very, very good boy. He was one of the biggest lamdonim in yeshiva. And as you know, if you know, I don't know if you know, when Reb Aaron said a shir, nobody was allowed to say something, even if you are a genius, because Reb Aaron, when he said a shir, oh, it was Cherdas Eloike. He was with such a storm, and he talked. The biggest lomdim here in Israel and there were afraid to say something. Special people that Reb Aaron recognized that they are talking as they have to talk, he would say, what do you say? So this boy, one of those boys that Reb Aaron would consider a middle the shi of asking, what do you say? And here he says such thing. So Reb Shneur says, I was his son, I'm asking my father. He's a big lamdan. And he was. So Reb Aaron says, he's a big lamdan in a small Yerushalayim. Very small. Reb Shneur didn't ask his father. If the father says, he made it gently. This boy said after it, it's amazing, he says, how the yeshiva knew about me. He was ruined from inside in Yerushalayim. So a few years later, Reb Shneur asked his father, I think he told me that it was already when Reb Shneur was in hospital, mamish in his last month. I think, I don't remember exactly, but this I know. He asked his father, how did you know about this boy? He said, I looked on him by davening twice. I saw that he's davening very cold. Akalt blitik dike davenen. This is of Litvish Yiddish, as somebody that it's not taking him, this davening. It's just letting the davening pass by. Akalt blitik dike davenen. You hear? So you would say, so he had a weak day, he didn't daven. Reb Aaron saw. Befonai nichtav, ubefonai nechtam. If you have Odom Godoil, he sees. He sees, he's recognizing. Because ve'onoichi lo yerenu, Reb Aaron was a onoichi mensch. He was onoichi. He knew aseret hadibros, he learned Torah. He knew. that if there is something wrong there, it won't work. And don't think that I'm standing here in trying to make from Reb Aharon a big Rebbe and Chosid. He wasn't a Chosid. No way. I will tell you another story. It will be for you as something as Milse de Bdichuse that I heard from Reb Schneier. So Reb Schneier told me that it was once that Reb Aharon was here in Eretz Yisrael together with Reb Schneier and together with Reb Malkiel that was a child. And they went into the Gerer Rebbe, the Beis Yisrael, who was the biggest Rebbe in Eretz Yisrael, a very sharp man, and the Gerer Rebbe, Beis Yisrael. So Reb Aharon is coming into him a visit with his son and with his grandson. And the Gerer Rebbe says to his Gabe, I want to be Mechabed Reb Aharon Kotler with Peres. And the Meshamesh is bringing in a big dish with Peres. And the Gerer Rebbe is starting to give Peres for Reb Aharon and for Reb Schneier. And then he wants to give one of the fruits for the child, Malkiel. So he chose the pri, a fruit that this child disliked. He didn't love this pear. So he says to the Rebbe politely, I don't love it. So you know, by chassidim, if the Rebbe gives, but he doesn't know, he's MS. He says, Rebbe, I don't love it. I don't like this pear. So the Rebbe is taking it back and he says, Diveshen kechusid nish zayn. You will never grow to be a chosid. As somebody says, if you are refusing to take a peri by a Rebbe, so he says, Diveshen kechusid nish zayn. So Reb Aharon says, Zog omen sa gute broche. This is Reb Aharon. This is Reb Aharon. Zog omen sa gute broche. So we are not talking about chassidim. We are talking about Yerushalayim. Reb Baruch Ber took out two boys from his yeshiva. He said, they don't have Yerushalayim. Reb Elchanan took away a group of boys. He said, I feel that they don't have Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim does not belong to chassidim. Yerushalayim belongs to Torah. Torah without Yerushalayim, mutov lo ye'eleso. So I have an opportunity to come from Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is tabur oilom. Coming here and be so excited about seeing boys sitting and learning here, Begolus L.A. We cannot even say the name of this town because it's talking about something from Christian. So we say just L.A. And in this town that we cannot even say the name of the town, we have boys that are learning Torah Lishmo. This is something that makes my heart to be so happy. Together with it, I think, as I know that this is Amokom Torah, the Yetzer Hara knows also about it. In the Yetzer Hara, in those years, as you are here, 14, 15, 16, those are the years. Kechitzim beyad giboyer, kein b'nei aneurim. Those are the years of a big war. And the Yetzer Hara knows, kol ha-godol mechaveiroi, yitzroi godol heimenu. It's a war. And you are learning Torah. So, it is so important to tell for those youngsters that will be im Yirtzeh Hashem in 20, in 30 years, the mechanchim of the generation that will come. It is important you should know, boys, the Yetzer Hara is waiting to take you and to take you so down up to the very, very low level of Yiddishkeit. This is his duty. As Chazal say, Yesh lecho soine godol mize, godol imodom shishim, Shivim shono mevakesh leapiloi. This is his duty as a malech. He's doing his duty. And we have to remember before nay nichtav or before nay nechtam. We have to be careful with what we are doing. It is an afkemine for all your life. You have to be careful b'inyonei hayire, בעניון הקדושה, בעניון התהרה. Your davening has to be a davening. Your sleeping has to be a good sleep. Your being together with other boys has to be with very careful. Your sing that you are singing is not allowed to be a zemer yevani. You are the boys that are metzuve ve'oimed to take your Torah and to put in the Torah kav shel choymtin. I'm finishing my shir with this before I nechta and before I nechtam. In telling you as something, I would say, as a half of secret. When I heard that you are learning Gittin, I have a very, very strong kasha to talk in learning about Gittin in the Tosfos in Beis Amud Aleph. And I thought, it will be maybe nice if I would tell you the big kasha. The kasha is written in the Sefer HaKodosh Chidush HaArim of Gittin. But being here, I thought it would be more important for you to hear those words. And I will just add that if somebody wants, he should look in this Chidush HaArim al Masechta Gittin. Chidush HaArim is of Masechtes, Chidush HaArim is also of Shulchan Aruch and also Tshuvos. So in the most of the Sforim, it's Chelek Beis. Chidush HaArim al Masechtes Gittin. Dav Beis Amud Aleph. Toshus Dibur HaMaschil Yizkayim Bechoy Somov. You will see there's such a nice kashe from the Chidush HaArim that you will have Tanug Me'ein Olam Habu, I promise you. So this is as a Mare Mokoim. You shouldn't have a loose from my choosing the other part of my Shmuz. And I'm finishing with my Birkes Hedyot. As Chazal say, Alti Birkas Hedyot Kalo Beinecho. Every Jewish child has a koyach to bless. I'm blessing, first of all, you, Rosh Yeshivas, Magid Shiurim, Mashgichim. They should have a lot of nachas from their Talmidim. And it should be, as it says in Gemore Masechtes, Tmure Dafte Zoin, Birkas Yavetz, Yar Begvulchem Betalmidim, Levilti Otzvi, Besimche Betuv Levov. My blessing, Birkes Hedyot, to the Talmidim. Remember that you are our future. Remember that you can do yourself a big favor and you can do yourself the biggest harm that it can be. Ayin Royo, God sees. You are God's children. You have to be very careful with your Yerushalayim. Learn and learn and learn. But remember, it has to be Yiftach Libeinu Besoirosoi. ויוסם בליבנו אהבוסוי ואירוסוי ולאסוס רצוינוי. God should bless you with לאסוס רצוינוי indeed. Be אנושים יראים ושלמים. And אם ירצה השם with your work, with our prayers, we will have the זכוס to go against משיח צדקנו, שיובוי ויגולנו במהר וביומנו אמן.